And I would add, you know, that for me, in many ways, the day-to-day hasn't changed all that much. I was mostly an appellate lawyer. I argued many cases in the Texas Supreme Court, so I still sometimes find myself going to the podium instead of to the bench on oral argument days and catch myself just in the nick of time. But that involves a lot of reading and writing and thinking and weighing arguments, which is what we do now. As Judge Smith says, of course, one of the glories of being able to be a judge is that every single case, you're just trying to get it right. When you're in private practice, you know what the right answer is at the very beginning, because it's what your client tells you when they walk through the door, right? and now that's the last thing that we figure out. And I like that. It means that we're reusing those legal skills that we've all been trained to the most of our ability. They're not just advocacy skills, or even primarily that anymore. The other big difference, of course, I think this is probably true for all of us, is the volume. You know, when I was an advocate, I thought I was very, very busy. I'd have a few cases at any given time. I'd really get into them. And now, every single week, Thursdays, today, at 1 o'clock, our votes are due on all the petitions, rehearings, and original proceedings that are at that stage on the conveyor belt. Every week, I was sworn in on a Wednesday, and at the end of it, the Chief Justice said, well, we had a, you know, big ceremony and speeches and all that stuff, and, well, congratulations, your votes are due tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And I laughed, ha-ha. He's like, no, I'm serious. And that has been a big, big part of it. We'll probably talk more about thoughts, but my perspective change on having to quickly, rapidly assimilate information in the context of many other cases is fundamentally different from being an advocate, where, you know, when you're working on a case, that's the whole universe. Mm-hmm. And we kind of envision judges getting our work product and also being able to luxuriate in the work product and reading those briefs, thinking the deep thoughts with the same amount of time that we put into it as lawyers. And of course, that just isn't possible on any of our courts. Maybe mine more than your two in some ways. But that's probably the single biggest difference, even though in many ways my day-to-day isn't dramatically different in terms of the thought process.
And that probably depends on, because of your, what courtroom you're in, right? And that actually leads to a follow-up question. So it sounds like, you know, for you at least, the ebb and flow hasn't changed all that much, but what proportion of time do you spend, let's say in a typical work week, do you actually spend in the courtroom as opposed to having time to sit down and write your decisions? I know that at SOA, we're always, you know, trying to find time to write our decisions because, you know, not only do we have to do our trials, and that takes a certain amount of prep work, but we actually have to sit down and write the decision, and that takes an enormous amount of time of research and then thinking about the positions and how to come down. So how does that break out for each of you? And it can be for whomever wants to respond.
We're not in the courtroom very much. We typically will have something just shy of 70 oral arguments in the course of a term, which is a year's worth from September to March or April. We had one in May this past term, and they each will last just under an hour. In theory, it's 20 minutes aside. You know, sometimes that goes a little long, especially if the newest justice keeps asking questions and the others start looking with a jaundiced eye down at the left end of the bench. But there are a lot of other things that people probably don't fully appreciate about the appellate bench, the time that we spend in conference, the time that we spend on our court deciding what to decide, dealing with emergency. Every week we're getting emergency mandamus and stay applications, for example. And so finding time to do the actual work of writing the merits decisions that will be in South of Third is sometimes challenging, especially if you are on the campaign trail in a particular year, I will add. That's a third of our court at almost any given time. That's a serious thing. The people of Texas insist on choosing judges this way. And so, okay, we'll obey. That's what our Constitution says. But that's time that's taken away from it. And then our court, we have an administrative responsibility that very few lawyers appreciate, much less the general public, but all the rules of civil procedure, evidence, you know, all of that come through us. And so we spend time every month in administrative conference that also takes away from all the other things. So it's an amazing spread. And I will say this, I always had the suspicion that perhaps the justices of the Supreme Court really were able to hone their golf game You know, they're on the bench for, a couple of hours a day for, 3 days a month or something like that. That is not the case. And I was amazed. My first conference, it was about a 9-hour conference. And every single one of the justices would go around the table counterclockwise at our court. I had hoped that it would be the chief justice all the way down to the junior justice. So that I could then wisely, after hearing the eight others, say, oh, well, my opinion is, but that's not how it works. It's Justice Huddle goes first, I go second, even on my very first conference. I was amazed at how much effort was put in by all of my colleagues in being prepared for every single thing we talked about, and that takes a lot of effort. But it was exhilarating also to see that, because how could you really know coming right from the outside? We all have suspicions about things, and mine were happily proven wrong.
And I'll add, kind of piggyback on what Justice Young just mentioned there, is we're so much of the work and that we do is done behind closed doors. It's a lot of reading, it's a lot of writing, it's a lot of researching, it's a lot of talking with our staff, talking with other judges. And to get prepared for those conversations requires a lot of legwork. Because you want to have, if you're going to speak with, if you're going to have a conference with your panel, you want to make sure that it's a useful conference. And so you're going to spend the time you need to get prepared for that conference. And so that takes up a lot of time. The similar to what Justice Young said, emergencies that pop up, other cases from other chambers that you need to address before you get to your stuff. And so you're constantly being pulled in all these different directions. And at the same time, each of these cases could be wildly different. And so it's being able to retain that information, be able to spend the time you need to get up to speed, retain it, and then apply it across other